Today is July 9, year 2005. Tonight's talk is Paticca-samuppada and living existence. Indeed, this subject is very, very deep and profound, so we have to explain the doctrines very carefully and put in so much effort. Have you ever heard or not? Because traditionally there was very famous commentators named Buddhaghosa. Have you ever heard this name? Yeah, Buddhaghosa. She wrote a lot of commentaries, books. There's either translation or definition for Pali text. So when he was about to write this Paticca-samuppada, he just made one statement, because the Paticca-samuppada is a subject or doctrine of Paticca-samuppada is very deep. So his position is something like rabbit. Its leg is very short, so they cannot touch the bottom of ocean. So he feels something like that, because ocean water is so deep. The legs of rabbit is very short, so this leg can touch in the bottom of ocean or not? Cannot. So that he feels something like this, because hard to explain this doctrine. So his position is like something rabbit. It will be very difficult to reach or touch the bottom of ocean with a very short leg. And then same thing, he just feel. Because of dependent origination or dependent arising, subject is very difficult. So that for us, is my leg is something end. So that the legs are very short, cannot touch the bottom of ocean water. Sorry for you. Okay. So anyhow, we try our best to get the idea of Paticca-samuppada doctrine. So first of all, because of my topic is Paticca-samuppada in living existence. So we need to explain what is the existence. So whether living existence is also very difficult to prove, very difficult to explain how we will presume what is a living existence. So how will you define yourself, or how will you understand yourself this existence is truly exist? So how will you do for yourself? Like whenever you are facing or something very strange things, then usually you test something. But of course, Western philosophers used to say, I think, therefore I am. So because of thinking mind, they are able to think. That's why that I exist. So whenever you something is not very sure whether you are really dreaming or you have dreaming a dream or not, sometimes you test yourself. Then how to do? Pinch yourself so that your existence really exists or not. Is it sometimes people they used to do it? So how do you test yourself this existence truly exists or not? That's one issue. So living existence, same, do you know the living is the existence? I would like to know, what does existence mean to you? That's one question for you first. So how will you answer? What does existence mean to you? Existing is your life. Yeah, it means you are alive. You are alive. Yeah, that's why we presume that's the existence. Anybody? You want to share your knowledge? Okay. The other audience, you are alive or not? How to test yourself? Is it? the pinching yourself, wow, you are still alive, even though you don't think it, okay? Then we need to prove it, how Buddhist perspective, that how we presume that existence truly exists or not. Anybody want to share your knowledge or your idea, your concept? How will you presume that existence truly exists or not? Okay? First of all, we need to differentiate, okay, two things. Otherwise, you might be more confused. Conventional truth, ultimate truth, come back again. So if you really presume yourself, you truly exist, then which truth we supposed to link or associate? Conventional truth, okay? Don't associate to ultimate truth, otherwise you will no longer exist. Okay, the so-called you. That's why the tonight's talk need to relate one way or another conventional truth, so that we can prove it. Otherwise, you presume the existence ultimate truth, then will be very difficult to define. Then according to Buddhist scholars, the meaning of existence or the existence of beings, they define many ways. But anyhow, from the Buddhist perspective, to exist means, number one, to be caused. The cause and effect, okay, to be caused. Caused. And then number two, to be conditioned. Okay, there must be something conditioned. Number three is to be produced. Because existing means rising, passing away, growing, producing, and so on. So number four, to be dependent on something. So based on this criteria, okay, because we exist in the existence, because cause and effect still related to, because that's why this doctrine will clearly explain for you the cause and the cause produce result. So long as there's an existence involved or consists of, there's a causal relationship, cause and effect, that's why we presume existence truly exists. Existing beings of truly exist. Okay, secondly, to be conditioned. Whatever the effect arises based on conditions, without conditions, nothing can produce. So that's why there is a to be conditioned also considered to be existing or beings. Number three, to be produced. Okay, like baby born, childbirth, whatever, that producing or growing, this is a presumed existing or beings truly exist, because of based on this criteria, this meaning. And then number four is to be dependent on something. Whatever something arises, there must be something. There is nothing, there will not be nothing. Nothing cannot produce nothing. Nothing can produce anything. That's why why we presume the existing beings, because of depending on something. That's why we presume we are still exist in the existence. Is it true? Because of you think, therefore you exist. That's a philosophical view. But according to Buddhist view is, we exist based on conventional truths, very much dependent on cause and effect, dependent on origin, dependent on arising and the producing, decaying and the passing away. This all the nature process contained in our process of existing or being. That's why we presume we exist in the human conventional world. Okay, this related to conventional truths. And then previous talk I already emphasized, according to Buddhist scholars' statements, existence equals sorrow. Okay, I already emphasized. But today, according to this doctrine, I would like to rephrase that one. Existence is a condition that causes to arise sorrow. Okay, the first one is existence equals sorrow. So tonight, I will rephrase according to Preacher Smubada doctrine. Existence is a condition that causes to arise the sorrow. Because of sorrow, because why we have to say existence equals sorrow? Okay, there is these things are whether true or half true. For example, like everyone living in the existence seem to necessarily have sorrow. Is it? How about the Buddha? How about Arahant? They are living in the existence in the conventional world. They have to have sorrow or not. They have sorrow or not. Arahant or Buddha, they never have sorrow. That means existing equals sorrow is maybe 50% is acceptable for exception for Buddha. 100% maybe acceptable but exception for Buddha. So that's why I say existence is a condition that causes to arise sorrow. So from that point onwards, then you presume, okay, there is a Paticca-samuppada. Paticca-samuppada, you already understand the, according to Buddhist definition, you know that now, truly exist. But please remember, we usually say conventional truth is a fundamental aspect to realize or to understand ultimate reality. Is it? I precise this word many times because since we're trying to differentiate the differences between conventional truth, ultimate truth, our goal is to realize ultimate truth. Not by means of name for ultimate reality. Actually, we should realize by means of own experience. That means meditation. Now, to understand ultimate realities. So this is conventional truth is a fundamental aspect to understand ultimate reality. Usually we emphasize this. In this case, in the Paticca-samuppada, dependent arising, to explain the existence of beings or living, we will have to explain the ultimate truths. Of course, there is what we call more precisely that there are names for ultimate realities. So this, if you really want to prove existence of living beings truly exists, then we have to explain the ultimate reality. Or that means the name for ultimate reality. We are trying to prove it, the conventional world, that means the so-called living beings truly exist. The Paticca-samuppada is very interesting. Usually we, based on conventional truth, we try to understand ultimate truth. So, existing of living beings surely related to conventional truth. So we are trying to, another approach, we are trying to explain ultimate reality. That means, of course, the name for ultimate reality. Using this terminology, or using these kinds of term, then we try to understand how the existence of living beings truly exist. How the living of existence take place in their own process. That is what we call dependent arising or the wheel of cycle or samsara or wheel of birth and death or decay and death. So today, I will try to understand you. Paticca-samuppada is a very, very deep subject. But roughly, there's two words. Generally, combine two words, Paticca-samuppada. Paticca means depending on, samuppada arising. So depending on something, something arises. That is the idea of, or the main significance of this doctrine. depending on something may arise. Without depending on anything, nothing can arise. This is a very important, you know, significance for this Buddhist doctrine, Buddha's teachings. The Buddha's teaching all the time is emphasize cause and effect. So Brijasamubara want to emphasize it wants to emphasize depending on something, there will something arise. If there is nothing can arise. So that's why we call Patichasamubara, the Pali word, depending on arising. You know, some translators use depending on origination. I prefer to use depending on arising. That means depending on something will arise. Cause and effect. So there are also another things we used to say. The method of dependent arising is to teach the causal structures of the rounds of existence, that is, will of birth and decay. So this, the main idea of this Brijasamubara, or the method of Brijasamubara, dependent arising, or the objective of dependent Brijasamubara doctrine, is to teach or is to explain the causal structure of round of existence, that is the wheel of birth and death. So now you try to summarize or try to understand as a like brief conclusion. No single cause can produce an in the single effect. So something arises not based on single cause. There are many causes arises. If you know something, the doctrine is really helpful in even your daily life. Because usually we easy to blame something happen. Usually the target is like seem to single cause. You know something happen, you might blame someone directly. Actually there are many causes. Something happen all the time, remember. So according to dependent arising or Brijasamubara, maybe Pali word is using directly, it's more comfortable for me. Brijasamubara doctrine teach us no single cause can produce a single effect. That means there are many causes whatever the effect arises. Okay, suppose now it is suppose someone get cancer. You see, because you never exercise, that's why you got cancer, single cause. Okay, because you never intake proper food, never do diet, that's why you got cancer. Or you work very hard, that's why you got cancer. There are many causes, okay? Don't complain anybody. Otherwise, you cook all the time the same food, that's why I got cancer. Is it? The single cause. Okay, please remember, something happened not because of depending on single cause. There are many causes. So we will learn how the Brijasamubara help us. So there is a format or technique. No single cause can produce a single effect. That means many effects arises depending on many causes. So according to Brijasamubara, for example, Pali word, Bhava Paccaya Jati, Jati Paccaya Jaramarana, Soka Paridewa, Dukkha Domanasu, Payasa, Sambhavanti, Iwa Metasa, Kewalasa, Dukkha Khandasa, Samudaya Hotu. Depending on existence, arises birth. Depending on birth, arises decay and death, and the sorrow, limitation, pain, and grief, and the despair. So, usually we used to say existence equals sorrow. Okay, usually say. Now, because to get that kind of sorrow, there are many causes, very much based on, depending on many causes. Here is, depending on existence arises birth. Depending on birth arises decay and death. Depends on decay and death, sorrow, limitation, pain, grief, and despair. So in this way, how the Brijasamubara format or method taught us or teach us. So I would like to get first Pali together, then we will at least we will try to recite together, then I will explain step by step. Okay? Please repeat after me. Avijja Paccaya Sankhara. Sankhara Paccaya Vijnana. Vijnana Paccaya Nama Rupa. Nama Rupa Paccaya Salayarana. Salayarana Paccaya Paso. Pasa Paccaya Vedana. Vedana Paccaya Tanha. Tanha Paccaya Upadana. Upadana Paccaya Bhava. Bhava Paccaya Jati. Jati Paccaya Jaramarana. Soka Paridewa. Dukkha Domanasu Payasa. Sambhavanti. Eva Metasa. Kevalasa. Dukkha Khandasa. Samudiyo. Hodu. Okay, read together. Avijja Paccaya Sankhara. Sankhara Paccaya Vijnana. Vijnana Paccaya Nama Rupa. Nama Rupa Paccaya Salayarana. Salayarana Paccaya Paso. Pasa Paccaya Vedana. Vedana Paccaya Tanha. Tanha Paccaya Upadana. Upadana Paccaya Bhava. Bhava Paccaya Jati. Jati Paccaya Jaramarana. Soka Parideva. Dukkha Domanasu Payasa. Sambhavanti. Eva Metasa. Kevalasa. Dukkha Khandasa. Samudiyo Hodu. For your accumulation of parami or perfection. Please read again. Avijja Paccaya. Okay, then we will read together the English translation. Depending on ignorance, okay, please read together. Depending on ignorance, arise karmic formations. Depending on karmic formations, arises consciousness. Depending on consciousness, arises mind and matter. Depending on mind and matter, arise the six sense bases. Depending on the sense basis, arises contact. Depending on contact, arises feeling. Depending on feeling, arises craving. Depending on craving, arises clinging. Depending on clinging, arises existence. Depending on existence, arises birth. Depending on birth, arises decay and death, sorrow, limitation, pain, grief, and despair. Thus arises this whole mess of suffering. Okay, this is one Sierra put is we call Buddha Vipassana. You may recall the story of Buddha. When the Buddha was a Bodhisattva, is he just sat for meditation, like at the evening. He just make determination or just strong mind So long as I cannot attain Sabinyudanyana, that means so long as I haven't reached Borinyana, Sabinyudanyana, that means enlightenment, I will not get up from this seat. So he just began to practice meditation on the seat at the, about evening time. Then the whole night he just meditate. Later on he just reflect on this dependent origination we call Prajñāsamuppāda. They just recall to and fro, Anuloma and Priloma, because through his reflection, eventually the Buddha attained enlightenment or Sabinyudanyana. Now you reflect one way, have you achieved anything or not? Because just now you already recited Pali, now also English translation, you should gain something. Have you reached anything or not? So that's why during the time of the Buddha, Ananda, Venerable Ananda, reported the Buddha, who loved Buddha, when I study the Prajñāsamuppāda or dependent on arising, the Buddha say very profound, very deep, very difficult to understand, very difficult to see the real essence of nature. For me, it seems to be very easy to understand, not very difficult to understand. Then the Buddha say, Ananda, don't say like this. Because you are depending on the Buddha's teaching, that's why you learn the Prajñāsamuppāda for you. It seems to be very easy. Because of one reason, Ananda is a very bright monk. And also, even though he seemed to understand easily the doctrine of Prajñāsamuppāda, but the Buddha pointed out, if you really understand Prajñāsamuppāda by yourself, why you don't attain like Sabinyudanyana, the enlightenment? So for this reason, don't simply say that Prajñāsamuppāda is so simple, so easy to understand. The Buddha trying to stop the Ananda's statement. The one Siyaro state this is called Buddha Vipassana. Many Buddha, before they attain their Buddhahood, that means Sabinyudanyana, there's a wisdom, know everything. Everything means Sabinyudanyana is really different from other, but it is another categories of we call Radha Meganyana or enlightened wisdom, but is totally different from, really different from the Arahant who attain enlightenment. Because Sabinyudanyana contain three qualities. That means whoever attain Sabinyudanyana as a Buddhahood, they can understand how to deliver the Buddha in many technique or many upaya or many skill, and based on skill. Then also the Buddha know the individual temperaments. For example, the Singaporean audience want to hear such kinds of doctrine, but the Buddha choose that doctrine directly or direct contact to your mind so that you can attain enlightenment easily, quickly for us. Very sorry for you. Okay, one way is there. Because of the Buddha is to know the temperaments, what you need. For example, like food. If you really like it, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Okay, you group come. You can come. We'll go to KFC. Then if you want to go the pizza, yeah, you group, they come to, you know, they will feed you the pizza. So the Buddha is, they know accurately. That is the most wonderful, the Buddha's wisdom. Then secondly, even though the Buddha know your temperament, but your parami, your perfection is not mature, the Buddha wait for a while until you got parami. For us, whether your parami are ripe or not, doesn't matter. Please come, then I will give you talk. So the Buddha is a wait for certain time. You know the mature. There are many stories, like Workley. Have you ever heard this story or not? Anybody? You know, once there's a story, the Brahmin story. You know, that once the Siyaros, they never want to give talk. Then people, they force him to do, oh Siyaro, because since you are our effort, you're supposed to give talk. Siyaro all the time is a refuse, reject to talk. Then later on, They many times they force him to give talk. Then eventually, Seattle has no choice, had to give talk. Then one day he asked in the audience, do you know the Dharma or not? They say, yes. If you know the Dharma, it's not necessary for me to give talk. And then second day they come, wow, Seattle is now, if we know the Dharma, then surely he will give talk. So next day, the audience, devotees, do you know the Dharma? No, we don't know the Dharma. Those people who don't know the Dharma, is for me not necessary to give talk. Because you do not know any Dharma, no any basic, not necessary, okay? The next day, they come, the hard side, they say, we know the Dharma, yes. The other side, no, we don't know. So that the Seattle say, this side no, give to talk to the other side. Okay? So today also we try and see, do you know the Brijasmobara or not? So this, that's why the dependent origination is actually wonderful talk, a wonderful topic. So that is a very helpful one tradition in Burma is we call Mogok. Mogok tradition is very, they emphasize very much, very strongly whenever they, you know, even the yogis, they just listen and listen the talk of the almost city. So people, some people think without meditation, they listen and listen. Conceptually, they know a lot of the Dharma, how to relate the process, how the Dharma, depending on something, something arises. They theoretically know very well. But, of course, we need that practically. That's why their tradition is emphasized very much. But the Mazi tradition, yeah, Brijasmobara, because of this is actually, this doctrine is really directly relevant to the Buddha's wisdom. Because every bodhisattva is able to reflect on this doctrine so as to achieve their sabbinyuta jnana. So that's why the last scale, the Buddha know exactly whether you are the perfection is already mature or not. That's why just now I say workily, tera, nobody knows, better not to talk, okay? Have you ever heard the Workley story or not? No? Not necessary for me to explain. So that means parami, okay, like perfection, mature. So during the time of the Buddha, there's a woman. He was the son of a wealthy man. One day he saw the Buddha. So the Buddha is a really perfect man. He's a very handsome. It's never is satisfying to look at his face because of his parami. Okay, that's why he got the idea. If I stay in the living life, I will no chance to see the Buddha every day. That's why for him, there's a one reason to join or to ordain as a monk under the Buddha's guidance. So he became monk eventually. Since he became a monk, he didn't do anything. He just watched the Buddha whenever they give talk. He just watched the smile, just satisfying. It's okay. Then sometimes, even though the Buddha give went out for the alms collecting, he followed the Buddha. Then whatever, even the daytime, the Buddha rest. You know, the Buddha go here and they're always watching the distance where I can see the Buddha. All the time, he really appreciate to see the Buddha. Then the Buddha knew that. His parami, his perfection, not mature. He didn't say anything, just keep quiet. Eventually, the Buddha knew, because the Buddha usually, twice a day, the Buddha performed his Buddha duty. Do you know what's the Buddha duty? Anybody get idea or not? The Buddha have their own duty. That means the Buddha always look at the world, whether today is whose parami is already mature or not, very early morning, and then because the Buddha was afraid to miss certain people, so that the because afternoon, early morning one time, afternoon one time. There's some people are very important. For example, like Inglimala. Inglimala case are very serious, very important case. For the Buddha look at twice a day to make sure. For those who are really mature parami or perfection. Like in Limala, he was supposed to, was about to kill the mother. Do you know if someone is already killed their own parents, mother and father, in that particular life, never ever gain the enlightenment, even though he or she had chance to attain enlightenment, like Ajatasattu, King Ajatasattu, because he killed his own father. His face is very powerful, very strong. He became the sponsor for first council. Even then, he already killed the Buddha, so that later parts, he had opportunity to listen to the Buddha's teaching, that his deeds, evil deeds, already forbidden him not to achieve any enlightenment. Sorry for him. So that's why in Limala case, if, because in Limala, there are many stories, otherwise I have to tell a lot of stories tonight to relate it to this teaching. So in Limala, actually India is a good man, because he's a good man, good boy, good students. So he just follow his teacher's guide. He treats his teacher very well. So eventually, teacher like him very much. Many students grew jealousy, so that they just backbiting teacher. Teacher, you like that students because you don't know. That's why you like it. These students, you know, something with your wife, because the professor has young wife. That's why they just backbiting teacher. Misunderstood that students, good students, so that he wanted him to die or killed by someone. That's why because he is a professor, very wise, so that he just told his disciple, his pupil, or students, in Limala, before is not in Limala, I think his name is Ahimsa, something like that. Then he just indirectly wanted to kill him because of he believed his students, his wife, fall in love because of backbiting. Actually, they have been nothing. Nothing happened. That's why he wanted to kill his own students by means of wives. So he told them, if you really want to repay my gratitude to me, then you need to offer 1,000 fingers. Okay, for me, for the education. Of course, you know that if someone is, whenever they cut it, there is a like pointed finger, no one gives you easily. Okay, I want you a pointed finger. Okay, cut it, no such beings. Okay, that's why the teacher knew very well for that position. That's why first he just cut it one finger, because I have to kill, of course, that person. So just put in their finger, put in their bushes or trunk of trees, because sometimes the birds took it away, so cannot get it, cannot reach that 1,000, to collect 1,000 finger. Eventually, he got the idea. If I put it somewhere or everywhere, all the time the birds were taken away. So now I got idea. So whenever I got the one pointed finger, just make it the garlands, you know, put it in the neck, so that he just recall Ingulimala means the person who wear the finger garlands. Okay, they said Ingulimala means finger garlands, as a garlands finger. So eventually he got 999 fingers. Okay, almost fulfilled his target to pay the gratitude to his teacher. The other day, because everyone complained, citizens complained, people complained, so the camp machinery cannot keep silent. So he just ordered his army to catch him, to kill him. So the mother, Ingulimala's mother, heard that news, that story. So that because he was afraid to lose his son, her son's life, that's why he just quickly came into the forest. He just reminded my son, please run away. Nongqing's army is just marching, chasing after you. Surely they will kill you. Then, because the Ingulimala make determination for that, today I will fulfill 1,000 finger. Anybody came into the forest, I will carry the finger. So this is his resolution. So since he saw the mother, he chased after mother. But this is the criteria. This is you need to think it deeply. If he had opportunity to kill his own mother in this very life, he will miss the opportunity to attain enlightenment. That's why the Buddha, because of daytime, the Buddha see the world using the nets of wisdom. We call nets of wisdom. That means trying to spread his wisdom all over the world. Whoever is a parami, is a mature, whoever is worthy to save their position. The Buddha saw the Angulimala and mother. He is chasing after his mother. Then eventually the Buddha used psychic power, cannot be walked. Right step, left step, cannot, no time, okay? Right foot, no, left foot, cannot, no time. So that's why he used psychic power, immediately appear between Angulimala and mother. So you think, if you see someone, or supposed to kill someone, supposed to kill the mother, who will kill first? Of course someone, okay, you are good people, at least the people, they don't want to kill their own mother, own father. So his direction turned into the Buddha, then chased after the Buddha. But the Buddha didn't run, but he feel, he just, the Buddha ran quickly, that's why he say, hey, stop, the monks, you are afraid of me? I'm not afraid. If you don't see, you are not afraid, why you run so fast? No, I didn't run, you run, I stop it. Why you run this? I'm just, even though run so quick, but I cannot catch you, that's why you run. Then the Buddha say, I already stopped running, but you are still running. Then the Buddha say, I'm already attained Sabinyudanyana, already overcome all the defilements, that's why I already stopped existence. You don't know anything, that's why you are still running. Then the Dharma is something strange to him, his parami is so mature. Is it that strange? The Buddha is already, he has no more running for existence, I'm still running. Then he learned the Buddha, teaching from the Buddha, he attained eventually arahants. Okay, that's why the how much important, you know, the Buddha's Sabinyuda power or Sabinyuda jnana. Then also Wakli, come back to the Wakli story. Because eventually the Buddha knew Wakli's parami or perfections already mature for that day. So that day the Buddha face will be very serious that day when you see the Wakli, is it? Please don't presume that the Buddha's face all the time serene, all the time is quiet, peaceful. But whatever is necessary to say, the Buddha have to say. Then the Buddha told the Wakli, you do nothing for the sasana, for your practice. You didn't study anything, you didn't practice any meditation subject. Don't stay in front of me, go away. That's the Buddha's order. Then Wakli was so upset. Do you remember his intention is to see the Buddha every day? That's why he became monk. Now the Buddha is chasing away. There's no way, because now it is like ancient people's concept or idea, modern people's concept or idea. Same. You see what the Wakli thought. If I don't have chance to see the Buddha, better to die. Is it modern people like this? Is it if someone never pay attention to you, I better to go up very high building, better to jump out of building. Then Wakli also got that idea. So that he went up the Gajaku mountain, he was just supposed to kill, he do commit suicide. Because he didn't have opportunity to see the Buddha any longer. Because the Buddha said, go away. He all the time, maybe like in the movies, go away, go away, go away. Wakli maybe heard is again and again. So that he just already reached the Wakli on the top of Gajaku Hill, Gajaku Mountain. Whoever the chance to visit the India, there's a Gajakuda Mountain, we call Vajra Hill or Vajra Mountain. So he was about to jump off the top of hill, but the Buddha, again, he know if I didn't save the Wakli, poor monks supposed to die. So the Buddha sent his, you call transforming another Buddha, transform, you know, another Buddha, then using the power that appear in front of the Buddha. in front of the Wagyu, then the Buddha, they say transform Buddha to the Wagyu. Wagyu, come back to me, then I will help you. You know, I will teach you whatever you suffer, the defilement, whenever you have to face sorrow and limitation, come back, okay? Then like you presume, someone, you hate someone, so that you are supposed to run away, that person come to approach you, okay? Please come back, whatever I say, I apologize you. Then what you will say? Okay. The Wagyu, also the Buddha say, okay, come back. Okay, you can stay like before, in front of me. Then he was so happy, you know, actually his wish already fulfilled again. So then he Wagyu is just gain the, we call rapture. Five kinds of PD, one of is floating in the sky. He was so inspired, satisfied, so happy, so that his body was floating in the sky. Then the Buddha gave talk at the time. This floating body landed in front of the Buddha. He attained enlightenment. So now he became arahant. That's when the Buddha had power. He was really able to know your parami already mature or not. For us, it's a sorry for you. We don't know your parami is mature or not. We don't know, just we simply talk. If you will request, we will talk whatever you are requesting, talk. Otherwise, I will choose a certain subject, we will talk to you, okay? That's why the Buddha is a really wonderful, or is a really, we can say, proper teacher for human beings. Now, depending on origination, Parijasamubbada given by the Buddha, so see how we will understand this Parijasamubbada. Just now we see, because of existence, because we have a lot of sorrow or limitation, a lot of despair, because of existence. We possess existence. Existence equals sorrow. According to Parijasamubbada, existence is a condition that causes you to arise sorrow. Okay? Now, you can see, why does existence of being exist? Is it? They want to be in the sorrow. Is it another meaning? Why do you exist in the existence? Because of you want to have sorrow, is it? That's why you stay in the existence. Is it true? Why do you live in the existence? I want to know the answer. Anybody, please help me. Why do you live in the existence? Because you want to face, or you want to feel, or you want to experience sorrow, is it? Is it true? Why? If you do the why, you do live. Yeah, very good. So because of you, we do not know the real disadvantage of existence, that's why we cling to the existence. See, the Parijasamubbada will explain. Why do we cling to existence? Because we don't know. Because you are clinging to existence, create you to get more and more existence. Why do we cling to the existence? The answer is because we don't know. Why we don't know? Why we don't know the disadvantage of existence? Why we don't know the disadvantage? You should know the disadvantage of existence. Now you don't know why. What do you think? Why? No wisdom. Very good. Again, they say, why we don't know? Because of ignorance. Ignorance means delusion, opposite of wisdom. That avijja, avijja means moha, delusion. The opposite, avijja, means wisdom, or knowledge, or wisdom. Now, for this reason, look at your this paper. The Buddha's teaching is studied ignorance first. Okay, later on we'll try to explain. Okay, read again in English, whether this time you will attain enlightenment or not. Try again. Avijja paccaya sankhara. Okay, please read in English translation. Dependent on ignorance, arise karmic formations.
Dependent on karmic formations, arises consciousness. Dependent on consciousness, arises mind and matter. Dependent on mind and matter, arises experience and basis. Dependent on experience and basis, arises contact. Dependent on contact, arises feeling. Dependent on feeling, arises craving. Dependent on craving, arises thinking. Dependent on craving, arises existence. Dependent on existence, arises birth. Dependent on birth, arises decay and death, sorrow, contamination, pain, grief, and despair. Thus arises the whole mass of suffering.
Whenever we learn the dependent on arising or previous mobile doctrine, so we will first we learn the factors or components, the avijja first. Just now we cling to the existence because we don't know. That's why we cling to the existence. Because why we don't know? Because of ignorance. Actually, we don't know the disadvantage of existence, not our fault. Whose fault? Ignorance fault, is it? According to divine origination, is it not our fault? Don't blame yourself, okay? We don't know there is disadvantage of existing because of ignorance. See, the what is ignorance or what is Pali word is avijja. The ignorance avijja is actually the name of mental factor that we call citta-sika moha, delusion. But in the citta-sika, out of 52 type of mental factors, that didn't appear, it doesn't appear as a name of avijja, but appear name as a what called moha, delusion. So I already told you this is to understand the existence of beings. We have to use ultimate reality. Of course, name for ultimate reality, we have to use it. That's why they're very interesting. There's a name of citta-sika that's known as moha. The moha has power to make you blind. So blind can't see anything. When you walk in a very dark place, there's a ditch, there's a tree, there's anything, you can't see it. Simply you walk, either you hit or you fall into the ditch. Sorry for you, because you are already blind. So ignorance has power to make you blind, like cataract, can't see anything, obscure the vision. Then another thing is like, avijja is like black magic or magician. They cheat you or play you many ways to see the thing, true things as a real things as a unreal, true as a untruth. Untrue is a true, like black magicians they say, there's a string, you look at string, then later on become snake. But you see the string as a snake, so that's why the avijja has power to see the reality or real things. Then also like the whoever has the avijja ignorance, like we are living in the darkness. So in the darkness you can't see anything. So here is according to Suttanta Pitaka. The ignorance of power not to see four things. Can you guess these four things what will be? Four noble truths. So long as you have ignorance or illusion in your mind, your eyes like have cataracts, can't see anything. So you cannot understand, you cannot realize four noble truths due to this ignorance. Not your fault, okay? Because of the ignorance fault. That's why you can't see the four noble truths. Is it true? Four noble truths are what? Dukkha Sajja, truth of suffering, Samudaya Sajja, the truth of the cause of suffering, Nirodha Sajja, truth of the cessation of suffering, and the Mekha Sajja, the truth of the way to lead the cessation of suffering. So because of ignorance, you can't see the Four Noble Truths. According to Abhidharma, you can see the eight components or eight conditions. 1 to 4 is you can see the Four Noble Truths. Then the fifth one is you can see the past existence. Whether you have past existence or not, could you see or not? Where did you come from? Do you know or not? He say yes or no? No, you can see where did you come from. Then future, where will you go? Did you see or not? You don't know, sorry. You mean you don't know where will you go after this? Okay, you don't know, they say you can see the future in both, whether how the past, present, future, you don't know. Then also, you don't know the dependent origination, dependent on arising. Avijja, ignorance have power not to know this paticca-samuppada, dependent on arising. Okay? So better this position stop today. So I don't have much time to finish this lecture. Tomorrow morning I will continue. Okay, whoever want to finish this paticca-samuppada, you are the most welcome. But tonight I will stop here almost 1 hour. Okay? So by understanding the Dharma or doctrines of dependent origination, may you help yourself to realize ultimate reality so as to achieve or so as to realize the Four Noble Truths in this very life.